Hey followers, how you doing? How you been? We've missed you. We have taken a little bit of a breather, but we decided to check in really quick, short little episode here. Kristen and I talk separately. We didn't have time to get together this week to record at the same time, so we did it separately. So we're getting a little creative. We are going to release more episodes to come, but we wanted to give you guys just a little update on what's going on in our lives. So without further ado, listen to us. Hey followers, Kristen here. It's been a while and I kind of wanted to talk about where Dana and I have been. Dana and I have a lot of really amazing things coming up for ourselves. In the fall, I am going back to the classroom to teach, and if any of you know that have kids or are watching the news, the whole situation with returning to school is ever-changing and ever-evolving. So while I'm trying to get my feet underneath me, I'm also just sort of surrendering to nobody really knows what it's going to look like. So I've been working, getting my son ready for school. It's going to be his first year, getting myself getting ready back to go back to school as well after 2 years off with my daughter on maternity leave, and really digesting the past 2 months really of the major Black Lives Matter movement and what that will mean for my students who will be returning to the classroom, and what, more importantly, that will mean for me and how I will run my classroom and the way that I will educate my students. So I've been really thinking about that, what it will look like. I've been working on chatting with my principal, who has been inundated with, again, all of the COVID preparations. So I'm looking forward to that discussion with her and seeing what I can do to better serve my students who are primarily BIPOC population. Thinking back on the past few episodes, I've learned a lot. I've really learned a lot about just conversating with people, opening my mind, and listening to others. I have spent a lot of time really in this arena based off of my career in Windsor Public Schools, which is, again, mainly BIPOC population. It started about 4 years ago with Jen Wilson, and you can listen to her episode, but she really opened my eyes, and I really started the work then. So in my mind, I thought I didn't have much else to learn, right? But the reality is that I'm finding I have a lot more to learn, and more so, the conversation is open, and it's sort of on the table now, and I feel a bit of a responsibility to stand up for the kids that enter my room to the ignorant thoughts and the ignorant actions of others that people don't realize. And ignorance, people think, is such a hard and harsh word, but it's true. We're all ignorant to something. We don't know everything about everything, even though maybe some of us like to think so. I know I used to. But I feel like the sort of call to action in my own circle, in my own tribe, to let these ignorant comments not just be out there, but to address them. And when someone says something that is racist or could make others feel very uncomfortable, to sort of name it and call it for what it is. In a respectful way, without shaming the person, but enlightening the person. And I think that for me, that's really important, that we're not shaming other people, because that's just going to put them on the defensive right away. If we shame them, they're not going to feel good about hearing that. But if we enlighten and educate other people, they're much more apt to listen to us. So that, I've found, is sort of my mission within my circle, with my white friends, with my white family, is just sort of, I don't know, take the charge in that, and try my best to just shift thoughts. And with that too, I've been really listening to my family and just sort of feeling out where their frustrations are lying and what it is that they see that maybe I have shied away from or am not leaning into from their perspective. And then sort of meeting in the middle of their thoughts and my thoughts and just, I don't know, not compromising, right? Like, I feel like I still have something that I stand for, but coming at a way where I really listen, like, I really want to understand why people feel that this is, like, made up, like, Black lives don't matter or all lives do matter. I want to know what they feel threatened by that they are so vocal about, to make sure that everybody knows where they stand. And I think that can be hard for people to say out loud, that they want to listen to the side of all lives matter. So I don't know what I want to say about that. I guess it's just really about disarming people. If I'm willing to listen to you, I would appreciate if you would also listen to me and just respect one another. At the end of the day, I might not change anybody's mind, but I want to know. I want to know what's in somebody else's head so I can better understand where they're coming from, of all sides, right? Of all places, of all races, of all faces. But then at the end of the day, it's still back to me and my own heart, and I'm going to lead with my own thoughts. Even if somebody was giving me all this other information and maybe it sounds legitimate and maybe I take a snippet of it, but really at the end of the day, it's about learning the most that I can and educating myself the most that I can. So that's been a really big sort of challenge for me, honestly. When you're this young person in the room, you're probably the youngest one or the youngest person in a conversation to sort of step up to the adults or the other generation and speak your mind in a respectful way. I always try to be respectful. I have found sometimes people are very defensive. Sometimes they're even aggressive, or they put things out and that's like maybe in a safe setting where they feel comfortable doing it. And then when it comes down to like in-person conversation, they just shut down. So I've been wrestling with that a little bit and just sort of letting it be. I can't force anyone to listen. I can't force anyone to have a conversation. I would hope that they love me enough to listen to me as I love them enough to listen to them. But it is what it is sometimes. You can't change someone's willingness to learn or someone's willingness to listen. So all I can do is hope that one day that person comes around. I will continue to try and try and try again. I don't give up very easily. If any of you know me, I do not give up. I am stubborn. I'm an Aries. I don't give up very easily. So that's where I've been in my personal life, my personal circle. And then with education, I just think I really want to, and I've mentioned this in previous episodes, I just really want my students to get the best education possible. So I'm really upping my game, thinking of new and creative ways. Number one, that my students, and I think this is something that all educators are feeling going into this new school year, is our students are going to come to us with a lot of needs, emotional and social needs that have not been addressed since the quarantine started. So one thing that I've really been thinking about is how can I help my students feel seen and feel heard while still teaching them, for me, it's French, teaching them French. So I've been making sure that my lesson planning, my curriculum includes checking on their well-being. It includes mindfulness. It includes activities that are about them. And this is where I hope to have the conversation with my principal soon in what I'm trying to change and trying to make better in my classroom. I really want to have an authentic setting where we're speaking French, where it's part of the everyday to ask them how they are. They respond in French, and just up the level of personability. Is that a word? Up the level of interaction between the students and I, and make it more of an exchange between the two of us. Yes, I'm there to educate them, of course, and take them from maybe having no experience with French or French culture and educate them in that. But I'm also wanting to learn about them, who they are, what is their culture, what is their heritage, what does it look like, what's their voice, what's their learning style, how are they coming to my room, where are they coming from, what does their household look like? Right? What responsibilities do they have in their household that they carry with them into the classroom? And this is not dissimilar to previous years that I have been teaching. This will be my 11th year in the classroom, but I just feel even more impassioned, and not to make it a one day or a one week exercise, but to make it a continued practice throughout the entire school year, to have this exchange, to have my students really step up in the way that they learn best, right? There's natural leaders in our classrooms, and I want those leaders to lead and take their peers with them and to heighten the collective, right? Like, that's, I think, really what an undertone of this whole movement is to heighten the collective, not just up one group of people, one culture, one part of a society, but really I see is that when one group is treated the way that we really should treat them, when we treat our students the way we should treat them, then everybody wins. Everybody's life is improved. People are happier. They feel heard. They feel seen. They feel appreciated. And I think those are things that all of us want, regardless of our age, class, gender, identity. We all want to feel heard and seen and loved. I believe in my heart, that's what everybody wants and what everybody really needs to survive, to thrive, and to be productive in their lives, to feel supported in their lives. So it's been a big break for Dana and I as far as recording together. We do have other episodes that we're going to be airing, and we're going to wrap up our season so we can ramp up our efforts for our fall. I'll let her talk about what she's up to. And she and I will be back after these two episodes air. We will be back. We will be airing the two episodes that we have left. And then we're going to be taking a short break, wrapping up season one. Oh my gosh. Wrapping up season one feels really cool to say. I want to also say that I really appreciate you all reaching out, asking where we've been. It's not like us to just go MIA, but we've really been throwing ourselves into getting better, improving ourselves, improving our lives, getting out there with our family, with our friends, and enjoying our lives. So following the podcast really is about following your journey, and our journey really took us down some side roads in the past couple of weeks, and they've been wonderful roads, but we've missed you, we've missed recording. And I hope that you all continue to learn and grow and read resources, listen to other podcasts, listen to books, audiobooks. You can rent them, by the way, which is wonderful, so you don't have to buy them on Audible. I need to get information on how to do that, actually. And we'll be back. I can't wait to be back. I can't wait for our season two. Send us questions, send us ideas that you want us to share. If you have a rad guest that you want on our show, I can't believe I just said rad. If you have a really rad guest that you want on our show, or you are a rad human following your journey, your path, you have great information to share, we want to interview you. We want to talk. We want your voice out there too. So again, thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. We love you so much.
Peace.
Hey everyone, it's Dana. So
I think Kristen did a great job kind of summarizing the season so far, especially the last few episodes we've done with Shanoa Williams, Jen Wilson, and Officer Chris White. Those were great episodes. If you haven't listened to those, I encourage you to check them out. I think so far we've had just amazing guests on, and I hope that if you are all caught up and you have listened to everything, I hope that you have been offered some new perspectives, and I hope that you've learned something about their areas of expertise or about yourself along the process of listening to our podcast. That's kind of what we're all about, is following what intrigues you, interests you, what you want to learn more about, following it all. So we hope that we've offered that for you. I kind of want to talk about where we're at right now. So we are based out of Connecticut. A lot of you probably know that. And we just had this crazy tropical storm come through and wipe out power for something like 70%, some crazy high percentage of the state is or has been without power. My house, I still do not have power. I'm actually, my mom just got power today, so I'm sleeping at my mom's house tonight. That's the nice being 5 minutes away from my mom. I can always mooch food from her fridge and sleep at her house during a tropical storm or after a tropical storm. So it's just been a crazy year. Like, I was talking about this with one of my friends, that it just seems like, you know, everything that could go wrong is going wrong. And everybody's like, hurricane season hasn't even started yet, and we already had this crazy storm with all these power outages, and we're in a worldwide pandemic, and these poor restaurants are throwing away food after they've already had to close, and yoga studios are struggling, and the fitness world in general is struggling, and just all these small businesses that are trying to support their community, you know, support staffing, support local commerce, all of this stuff, all these people are suffering. There's so much suffering. But really, I think, like, amidst all the suffering, amidst all the madness, the negativity, the craziness of this year, I really, truly, truly believe that it's showing us, it's like a test, and it's showing us our strengths, our weaknesses, the important people in our lives. It's showing us our priorities. You know, like, how valuable it is to have friends. Like, you know, Kristen and I's friendship is so important to me. Like, the other night, you know, I don't have any power, and her and I were mentoring yoga teacher training one night, and at like 9:15 at night, I was like, oh my God, it was over. And I was like, I'm so hungry, Kristen. I'm going to go home and I don't have any food. Like, I'm just going to have to stop at McDonald's or something that's still open that I can just grab food really quick because I'm so hungry. And she was like, why don't you just come over to my house? We have power. We've got AC. You can charge all your phone, your computer, all this stuff. And like, so many people, I've seen so many people posting on Facebook and social media offering to help. Like, if you have medication that needs to be refrigerated, bring it to my house. All of this stuff. Like, I really think that people are starting to realize that we really need to support each other and look out for each other. And it's not like you're on your own. Like, you're not alone in this world. There's actually, like, it's like that saying, it takes a village, right? It takes a village to get through a worldwide pandemic. It takes a village to get through a tropical storm and to continue to support small businesses and continue to support your neighbor and just people that are struggling, people that have medication that they need electricity for, people that have, you know, like, I really hope that the best of us continue to be the best of us. There's always going to be bad people in the world. Evil exists. I believe that. I know that. I know that evil exists. But I also know that there are an absurd number of good, loving, kind people. And I hope that those good, loving, kind people continue to be good, loving, and kind. And I hope that we continue to look out for each other and rely on each other and support each other. I think that's as sappy as I'm going to get tonight, but I think it's beautiful to see the amount of love and support that comes out of disasters. This year has honestly been a disaster. It has. But it's highlighting a lot of good too. There's a lot of good in the world. Mr. Rogers, man, look for the helpers. That's what he says. Look for the helpers. You are going to hear from us again soon. We look forward to releasing more episodes and updating you all on some of the crazy transitions that we've personally made in our lives. I hope everybody has a great week, and we will talk soon. Talk soon? You'll listen to us soon. I don't know. What's the right way to say that? Who knows? All right. That's all I got.